Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth. We're so calm right now.
It's because you're standing over like a gallon of coffee.
I know. I'm like trying not to drink it all right now.
We have more celebration of National Donut Day here in studio today because it's the Coffee Hour.
It's true. It is the Coffee Hour, and we're going all out today. So we talked with Crudo Bakery. They were gracious enough to come in studio and bring some of their boxes of their
delectables.
Yes. So now we're going to talk about what you can pair with your donuts as you eat your pastries on National Donut Day. We have in studio a resident foodie expert, Camille Smith. I love that title. Thank you. RD, nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And of course, you brought treats with us.
I brought treats. I opted not to cook anything or bake anything because how in the world could I compete with Crudo Donuts today? So I thought I'll stick with some dairy products to pair with those delicious donuts.
Absolutely. And June, it's June 1st today.
Yes, it's June 1st, which not only means it's National Donut Day, but it's also the beginning of June Dairy Month. So there's so much to celebrate today. Thank you so much for welcoming me to this celebration.
It's like someone knew what they were doing when they planned June Dairy Month and National Donut Day to begin on this same day.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Could there be a more perfect pairing?
I don't think so. Other than maybe coffee. I don't know.
Which pairs well with all of them.
The trifecta.
It's true. So tell us what you've brought with us and if our tasting panel wants to start eating.
Ooh, we get to start eating?
Yeah.
All right, eating.
You got to try stuff first.
Indeed.
So then we'll introduce you.
Yeah. You get to eat first.
Well, I gave a little bit of thought to this because, I was tasked with giving thought to donut pairings. So most of the things that I thought would be the most complimentary for donuts happen to be dairy products. So I brought a couple things, but I'm going to really let you be the judge of what goes best with what. I feel like some different temperature items would pair well with different types of donuts, might bring out different flavors. So with me, I picked up a couple things from a local coffee shop. Because they make them better than I do. So I did bring a latte. So that's going to be coffee and milk. Also brought a chai latte, both hot. Also brought a hot chocolate and an iced coffee, along with some delicious whole chocolate milk, as well as some really cold reduced fat 2% milk. And something else, just in case you're needing a little bit of extra protein to accompany some of those delicious and perfectly high carbohydrate donuts, maybe some cheddar cheese.
I feel like the cheese would go really well with the jelly-filled donuts. Mm. That's my thought.
I will have to try that.
Yeah. Around. I mean, cheese and jelly. I used to eat that.
I have to ask, Camille, was this your first invitation to National Donut Day, to do a pairing for National Donut Day?
Andy, I must admit it was, and I can't classify this necessarily as career goal or life goal or a combination of the two,
on a bucket list
but
somewhere.
There is a bucket list item that was checked off today. And thank you.
Did you tell everyone else in the office? Were they all jealous?
I've been talking about it incessantly.
They're like, go, yeah.
I get to pair my favorite things, dairy and donuts. So, perfect day.
Thank you.
In studio to help us today, our expert panel of our round two expert panel of donut tasters, we have Rachel Bomberger.
Hello.
Good morning. Regular voice here on the Coffee Hour.
It's wonderful to be back for this day in particular.
Ann Gonzalez.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to be back as well.
So sorry to have to pull you all away from your desk. And we also have Peter Slayton, regular here on KFUO as well. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
I should also mention it's my birthday, so thank you for organizing the celebration for me.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, we asked the last panel their experience, their qualifications to be on this taste test panel. We'll start with you, Peter.
Oh, I've eaten lots and lots of donuts. All over the world.
Oh.
Not just in the United States.
International.
I think
international donuts. Portugal, Mozambique, Kenya. Every country has their own kind of different donut, and I've eaten all of them.
All of them.
Okay, I might have exaggerated a little bit.
Anne, your qualifications?
Well, I'm a DCE. Spent 11 years in youth ministry.
That's a lot of Sunday mornings.
A lot of Sunday morning coffee hours.
Right.
That's
and a handful of lock-ins, too, where there are donuts.
Man.
Just a handful?
Rachel?
I am one of those rare people who likes the really simple, like the old-fashioned donuts. And so that you have to have a really special donut to tempt me away from the classic goodness. And I feel like this makes me a more impartial judge.
Excellent. Excellent.
I like their qualifications.
And they did bring, Cruda was awesome. They brought such an assortment today.
Yeah.
They did bring some real basic, simple ones. So we're going to talk about, you can go ahead, dig right into those donuts, and we're going to talk about pairing those. So we're going to come back to Camille.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, I must say that since it's June Dairy Month, I have to tell you what that even means. This is the time of year that for the last over 80 years, we've taken this time to honor dairy farmers and their contributions to the nation's economy. So shout out to them and thank you very much for those contributions and how well they pair with these delicious donuts. I gave some thought to the pairings and I was so delighted to see all the assortment today that Mary brought with her because I've never heard of some of those creations. But when she mentioned the fruit one, I think she called that a Jimmy that was a little guy that was filled with raspberry. Mm. Do you have any gut instincts on what would pair perfectly with a little tiny donut with a raspberry punch in the middle?
Everything?
Well, I didn't try that one, so I can't comment.
Oh, no.
I'm not a jelly person.
Took Sarah's advice and demolished mine with the pairing of cheddar cheese, and it was indeed really good.
Yes. It is.
I'm going to add, I have not had cheddar cheese and donuts together, but this is fantastic. I love the sharpness of the cheddar combined with the sweetness of the donut. I'm just going to put that out there.
So and that's a win.
A little bit of the saltiness in the cheddar with the donut.
Nice.
I love it. I was thinking, too, if there were any apple donuts, like fritters or something like that it might be a pairing. I haven't actually tried it, but it just sounded good.
Sure. That's a Wisconsin thing, right?
Cheese and apples.
So.
A slice of cheddar with your apple pie.
Yeah, so
that,
I mean,
works great.
Slice of cheddar with anything.
It is Wisconsin,
exactly. But you're bumping up the protein content of that breakfast. It might sustain you a little bit longer. Yeah. So, I know that some things we can eat just for pleasure, and I'm totally on board with that. But if you wanted to bump up the protein a bit and make it a little more nutritionally satisfying, there are options.
So we have the cheese, and that's a win with everybody. Sounds like.
Yep. Oh
yeah. Yeah.
Cheese is always a win.
Well,
it's hard to go wrong with cheese.
That is very true. You can never have enough cheese.
Are there any dunkers in the house?
Oh,
yeah.
I personally am an avid dunker. And so when I think about pairings, I think what would be wonderful for dunking my donut in. And one donut does not equal another donut. So you have a glazed donut versus a cake donut. They might not have similar dunkability. Do you have any preferences on what you might want to dunk a cake donut in?
Ooh,
coffee!
Don't dunk coffee over here.
Don't dunk jelly donuts. By the way, that's not really a good
that
idea.
Is a
you sound
wise
like you're
word.
Speaking from experience.
No comment.
We won't give away those secrets.
Are you offering like Sunday morning etiquette tips during the coffee hour on Sunday mornings? You know, you're standing around, and next thing you know, half your jelly donut is in your coffee cup. Is that what you're saying?
It does sound like the voice of experience.
Yes,
it's a danger. Wise words.
Just don't try it in public, at least.
So in private, do what you like.
So what are we dunking here? A cake donut? Or in coffee?
And yeah, they're passing around a latte, so that's just going to be some strong coffee or espresso with milk. So you're adding in lots of nutrients to that delicious espresso. And you want to dunk something that's going to hold up when you're dunking it into a hot beverage. Or you might have to have a spoon or fork or spork on hand to come to the rescue if you lose any morsels. Maybe speaking from experience.
Oh, man. All of these secrets today.
Again, avid dunker.
How's that working out for you?
It's good.
See, the radio silence doesn't work really well, but it was just because we're eating.
It's because we can't see your faces.
That's what happens with the taste test.
Are any of the donuts that you're tasting, do you think that they would pair well with a cold beverage, like a cold milk or maybe even an iced coffee?
Yeah, I love my donuts with a glass of cold milk. Mm. And that's my go-to. I don't dunk my donuts very much, but I usually like the yeast donut. So I've actually got the glazed standard yeast donut, which I've dunked in the chocolate milk and I've dunked in the latte, and it was okay, But it's almost like there's too much going on. You know, I like them separately from each other.
Minimalist.
It's a complementary taste, not a combined taste.
Well, the glaze holds it form better if you're dunking it in cold. If you dunk a glazed donut in hot coffee, the glaze just melts off.
I dipped it really fast and ate it quick.
Yeah. Didn't give it any time to fall apart.
Yep, yep.
But if you want the glaze to sort of retain its character, it really should be a cold dip.
Yeah.
This is life-changing.
I mean, yeah, this is very sophisticated.
I mean, I love eating them all together, but yeah, I don't necessarily dip them, but I will take a bite and then take a swig, and I love it that way.
Did anybody else dunk in the chocolate milk? No.
No.
If I was in the position to be dunking in the chocolate milk right now, I would dunk one of the raspberry filled. I feel like the chocolate and raspberry combo would really.
I think that's a winner.
Shoot, I ate it all already.
I can go get you another one.
There's no time left.
Camille, do you have a favorite pastry or donut?
Oh, I'm a donut girl. I am always, I know it sounds pretty simple, but I love a cake donut because I like to dunk. And I usually like to dunk in something warm, like a latte works for me. I also, it depends on the day, I guess a glazed donut, I would dunk in some whole chocolate milk, really cold. That's a childhood memory I have. And pairing those together just brings me back to a really happy spot.
I think you just explained why I'm not a dunker, because I prefer the yeast donuts. And that's probably why I don't dunk my donuts, but I drink together with something else. That just explained my life.
And we're done.
That's what I told you. It's problem solved. We are just about out of time. We can find out more about June Dairy Month at
our website, stldairycouncil.org. Please visit us there.
stldairycouncil.org is the place to find out more about June Dairy Month. And that wraps up National Donut Day here, but you can still celebrate the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that.
And the rest of the year, maybe.
We ran out of time, didn't even have time to finish some of the other pairings that we wanted to try. Camille always brings creative solutions for us to try.
We'll
thanks
stick
so
around
much.
And finish the pairing.
I don't think we'll have to worry about that.
Thanks to our expert panel. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, Anne. Thanks, Peter. Thanks so much for being our expert panel. Camille Smith, our nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Thanks always for your creativity and helping us be healthy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That does it for the Coffee Hour this week.
That was so fun.
Long Gospel up next on KFUO. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.